You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, Tony Pulis was pretty frank in his own assessment of his management against Manchester City on Monday night. He said he got it wrong by playing both Saido Berahino and Ricky Lambert together instead of flooding the midfield, allowed David Silva and Yaya Toure too much space and they were taken apart. I quite like that from Pulis because it relieves the pressure and the scrutiny from his players, doesn't it? And I expect them to respond against Watford.
Well, yeah, this match is similar to last week's Bournemouth v Villa game, and the price is roughly similar as well. That day, I thought Bournemouth were way too short and Villa way too big. West Brom, they're not quite as big as Villa were, but I still think they've got a real winning chance here. Let's not forget they've been in the Premier League for a long time. You know, they've got Premier League know-how, and that's so important. You know, Villa had it last week. And Watford, yeah, good performance by them against Everton. But how many times have we seen it on the opening day from newly promoted teams? This is a tough fixture for them. They'll meet a team that won't be easy to break down. The draw is persuasive, but I've just got a fancy, I've got a hunch here for West Brom. I think they'll get 3 points.
At West Brom, 11-5 to win the match. Lee?
Yeah, I mean, he's got an MO when he goes away from home with a team, hasn't he? When he joined West Brom, you know, they went through that run of draws at West Ham, at Everton, at Burnley, at Sunderland. They lost 2-1 to Aston Villa in March, but it was a Benteke penalty in stoppage time, so that you know was 1-1 right until the death. They lost 3-0 at City, and then they beat Palace away and beat Man United away, drew with Newcastle and lost to Arsenal heavily on that final day of the season when they ripped them to bits in the first half. So, you know, you're looking at those games and, you know, six of them arguably could have been draws. Five of them were draws. I like Watford. I do like Watford. But I agree with pretty much everything that Derek said. I think the know-how of West Brom has to count for something. Pulis won't be taken by surprise by this Watford team, I don't think. And I think he might just go in there with a pragmatic frame of mind and look for a draw and school Watford almost. Whether they can school them to the extent where they nick a goal is going to be interesting. I'm also interested to see what happens with Berahino over the next week, because they brought in Rondon from Zenit, who, you know, Rondon's one of those players that we've seen his name. You see like a Zenit result and Rondon's name is on the score sheet. You know, he's obviously a good player. It's going to be interesting to see how he acclimatises into the Premier League and whether he does that quick. But it does seem to me like that's a direct replacement for Berahino once he goes to Tottenham or wherever he does go. So, look, if Berahino plays, I expect him to score and be right on it, you know, just to make sure he's going to get that move. He seems to me to be that kind of lad who really, really shines when he's got a chance to impress someone. So, you know, Berahino to score in the match is 2-1. Bigger than Lambert and bigger than Rondon, which I find a surprise. He might not play if the move's that close to being done.
Yep.
But of those three strikers, I'd be taking Berahino 2-1. I'm going for the draw as well. And, you know, if you want a little bit of a daft one here, I think Watford are going to be similar to Leicester this season. I think they're going to almost mirror that kind of season where they have a real bad spell, but they'll have enough goals in them and enough about them that they'll come good in the end. They'll win enough games. Leicester drew a couple of the first two games 2-2. 2-2 here, 16-1.
16-1.
But the draw, obviously, is a sensible bet.
The draw, 23-10. And if you're looking for the headline offers here, Saido Berahino, part of the headline offer. If he starts, him to score and West Brom to win in the market at 6-1 here with William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.